Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 29th, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you, and I can't wait to hear how the Lord is working in your lives. If you would text me, call me, send me an email just to let me know what you are thankful for so that we could share in your rejoicing as the Lord works in our lives. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 is our memory passage this week. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. In Luke's gospel, we are entering into Jerusalem today, and the authority of Jesus is challenged. Then Jesus tells another parable, which is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And these parables work on us, do they not? They help us to see how we fall short and also what God is doing in our world. Then we'll turn over to the Psalms, where the psalmist is asking the Lord to hear his prayer and to vindicate him. Luke chapter 20, 1 through 19. The authority of Jesus challenged. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority you do these things, or who is it that gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.'" The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. But they feared the people. Let us turn now to our Psalms reading. Psalms chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. "Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. I have a couple thankful Tuesdays to share. One is from Moya, who is new to our fellowship, and she's just so thankful for Mountain Brook Baptist. In a season where she's away from her home, Mountain Brook Baptist has been a kind and welcoming presence to her. And Moya, we're thankful for you that you've come to Mountain Brook Baptist. Jamie Hopper also shares with us what she's thankful for. I'm just going to read her email to you. In the last 6 months, I've had many things to be thankful for. Here are just a few. The Lord allowed me to find my cancer and start treatments before it spread. My team of doctors who have been on my team since day one. I've had multiple doctors that picked up the phone to personally get me appointments sooner than I was able to get on my own. This greatly helped speed up my time from diagnosis to surgery. That same team of doctors seemed to truly care about me and my well-being during every step of the way. I'm thankful for the church family for all the letters, texts, calls, visits, and food during my surgery and recovery. I'm thankful for my daughter, who is the best nurse the first night in the hospital and the first week back at home when I couldn't do much for myself. And I'm thankful for a clean bill of health after my surgery. I was declared cancer-free 1 month after surgery once it was determined I had clean margins. She says, wow, what a 2025 it has been. We join you, Jamie, in thanking the Lord that He has provided so much for you and for us. And we're thankful for you. I'm especially thankful for you as one of the chairpersons of the Women's Ministry Committee. You keep me on the right path, and I thank God. Will you pray with me? Lord, we lift our hearts to you. We are moved by gratitude to sing your praises. We thank you alongside Moya and Jamie and lift our hearts to you. We praise you, Lord, even now for a person, a place, something, some way we've seen you at work. And for a characteristic of you, something that we see in you through scripture today or in our lives, as you are benevolent and kind and gracious and forgiving. Bless, Lord, those who are on children's camp this week. We thank you for Miss Sharon, for Mark, for Ethan. Thank you for bringing home our youth safely yesterday. Give us a great day today, Lord. Remind us of your presence. Help us to speak words of truth, grace, and gratitude. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.